outdoors, coming on the airwaves, coming your way.
Hey now, we're outside indoors, beat on a buck on a snowy day.
Hey now, we're inside outdoors, baiting a hook and anchors away.
Baiting a hook and anchors away.
Baiting a hook and anchors away.
Inside Outdoors is brought to you from the beautiful rolling hills of southern Indiana. Inside Outdoors with Don Jordan, Buddy Bill, and Rich Reardon gives you everything you need to know about the outdoors. Hunting, fishing, local and national outdoor news, the environment, natural resources, safety, issues, and just down-home family fun. Inside Outdoors is an enjoyable and informative way to learn about what nature has to offer and how to be a good steward. You can find us at InsideOutdoorsRadio.com, and we invite you to write in about your fish stories, outdoor stories, favorite places, questions, or just about anything you want us to talk about on the show. So sit back with Buddy Bill, Don, and Rich for another episode of Inside Outdoors.
Inside Outdoors is brought to you by Morrison's Appliance.
That's right, Morrison's Appliances and Service on West Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington, Indiana. Serving Monroe County since 1954 with eco-friendly service, pickup, and delivery at 900 West Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington. For more info, visit morrisonsappliancesandservice.com.
Hey, Buddy Bill.
Hey, good morning, everybody. By golly, a beautiful morning this morning.
68 degrees. How about that?
You can't. I'll tell you what, we've had some beautiful mornings and beautiful days, really, in the last week or so.
Oh, you know, it was hot there in July for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like everything's switched again, just a little bit different, because it's usually about this time of year where we get that hot flash.
Yeah. August is generally a hot month.
Yeah.
And August is not over with yet.
No,
either.
It's not.
But we're experiencing some excellent
beautiful
weather.
Oh my gosh.
And we had some rain this past week or so, and in fact, I think down home there we've had over 4.25 inches altogether.
Oh, really?
And there in 3 or 4 days, we got 3 inches, 3.25.
So. Right.
But we needed it. It was getting dry, and we did need it. And we better tell everybody, this is Inside Outdoors.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We got to talking there. And we better tell everybody that it's Inside Outdoors with old Buddy Bill here.
And Rich Reardon, and thanks for calling in last week, you guys in Brown County. I hope everybody in Brown County is getting up and listening, because we appreciate you tuning in.
Oh, yeah. That was really exciting.
We had two people calling.
Uh-huh. So we're evidently getting out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we thank you again and for calling in. And if you have any other questions, call in again. Shoot. We're always glad to talk to you and from different places. So, Don, he's not with us. I don't know where he's at. he's on the road
he's
again.
He's getting ready to go on the road.
Yeah, he's on the road again.
Yeah.
He's going up there to Cook City.
Well, you know, you can't blame him. Isn't that a beautiful place to be? Montana.
You can't beat it.
No.
That well, in western states, I'll tell you, to go out and vacation and stay a while, you can't beat it.
Yeah, I'm jealous, because I wish I could go out there this August. But
well, did he ask you to go?
No, he never has.
No,
he invited me out there. But
he never invited me either.
I think he wants to get away from everything.
So don't feel bad. he never asked me to go.
But
with
he does
him
call
either.
In, so he has some love for the show, if that's for sure. And, you know, I've never seen a mushroom that he ever brought me either, but we don't want to beat up on him too bad.
No, don't. He's not here to protect himself, so we don't want to really tear him up too much.
No, but I tell you what, it is a beautiful area out there, and if you're going to be in, that's north of Yellowstone, so basically it's kind of like Wyoming. It's, you know, just in that whole area, but it's what a beautiful place to be this time of year.
Yeah, it's nice country out there, and I like it, but because it's not so crowded.
Right.
The towns are small, and And you know about everybody in town, no more than we've hunted out there in Wyoming and stuff. We get acquainted with a lot of people. And
hey, well, listen, we got to take a quick break. So we're going to do that right now.
Okay, don't go away.
Listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and me, Rich Reardon. We'll be back with more Inside Outdoors after this short break.
You're listening to WFHB Bloomington, serving the community for over 25 years. Broadcasting here from the John Waldron Arts Center of Ivy Tech Community College supports us as a supporter of WFHB Community Radio. And you're listening to WFHB, and this is Inside Outdoors, brought to you every week by Morrison's Appliance. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and Rich Reardon.
Okay, hey, well, now we're back for real.
Welcome back.
Yeah, we're back for real now.
Yeah, for a little bit anyway.
Yeah, well, a little while.
Yeah, we'll have to take a commercial break here before long.
Yeah, a little bit.
But we take them every time, yeah. Boys, I tell you, there's not a whole lot of news going on. Of course, like I said, we've had some beautiful weather, and everybody already knows that. And I'm sure they've enjoyed it to the extreme. And they bettered, you know. August is not over, so we might have some warm weather. I think it's supposed to warm up a little bit this coming week a little bit, but then it's supposed to get back down again. So,
correct. And you know, I've been reading up a little bit on 37 going up to Martinsville.
Oh my!
You know what that is?
Yeah, it's a toll road.
It's bad.
It's going to be a toll road.
Well, eventually, I guess.
Eventually, it's going to be a toll road.
Yeah,
trust me.
But it's pretty bad. It's you do not want to do that. Basically, drive up 37 and go to Martinsville that way. One of the best ways to go, and we talked about this a little while ago, a couple, two, 3 weeks ago. Do not go old 37 on the east side of 37. You want to go out to 231 and then up 67, which means going to Spencer. And if you really smart, you go up through Gosport. It's a little bit tricky going through there if you don't know the way, but that's really your best way. Go up through Gosport to 67 and then head up to Indy that way, because it will save you a lot of time. There's just all kinds of traffic up there right now, and it's just gotten worse.
Now, in Gosport, I heard something. Gosport's having lazy days this week?
I didn't know that. I didn't
hear that. Well, somebody was talking about that, and somebody was talking also that Lloyd Wood was going to be over there.
Well, could be.
Thursday night, about 7:30, I think.
Huh.
So I don't know. That's just hearsay. I thought it was a little early for lazy days, but maybe it's not. I don't know. And that's at Gosport.
Yep.
And well, Gosport's just a small little town. Everybody knows one another.
Nice little town there.
Yes, it is, in Morgan County.
Now that little road that goes down that hooks into 46 through that goes into Ellettsville. No, right. That's what is that? 46. That can get flooded, so you don't want to do it if it's raining a lot. You don't want to drive through there. You want to go out to Spencer and go back up to 231 and off that direction. But right now it's nice and clear and beautiful right going through there. I had a friend that went through there last night.
Huh. Did he make it all right?
Yeah, they did.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
They did.
Good.
That saved you a little bit of time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Coming down through the I-69ville.
save you a lot of headaches.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
You can get up through 37, but once in a while you run into a major, major stop there. So don't.
I heard they were supposed to have a couple of lanes open here for long. I don't know where that's true or false.
I did notice that down here at Grimes, did you notice they
they've
put
got,
that all back together?
Yep. I seen the paper where Friday night or Saturday morning it would be open, and it was open.
It was today.
Yeah, and that's good. I don't know what all they done down there. I think new sewer line there.
Sewer line.
Put quite a bit of they've had to replace there.
Yep.
But that was a bottleneck for a while.
Yep.
Of course, we avoided it. We go a different direction. From our house and your house down there, you can't hardly go to the west side.
No.
It's rough.
We go south.
We have to go south if we want to get there.
Yep.
Because, you just can't get there from here.
Yeah, and I tell you what, though, that I thought it was going to be worse when they closed Grimes because, you know, I just figured it'd be a big bottleneck there. But actually, because they brought it down to one lane and they allowed you to go through without the light there, you could sail through there pretty easy.
Yeah, it wasn't that all that bad.
It wasn't that bad as I thought.
And, of course, Saturday mornings, there's not a lot of traffic, so we weren't apprehended by traffic due to the fact of the hour we was here. But but that was good. Lake Monroe, lake level is 537.5.
Okay.
And not changing much. And water temperature still around 80.
Yeah.
Or that's what they're giving. And so it's still staying warm, but it'll start cooling down a little here for long. But fishing, I ain't heard much on fishing. It's been slow. But I was getting ready to say this cooler weather and beautiful weather we've had, a lot of campers, a lot of camping going on.
Hmm.
Boy, it's ideal for that. You'll have your windows wide open this morning in a camper. Ooh, wouldn't that be nice?
Well, I can't tell you how nice it's been having my windows open every morning and all night long and having that cool air coming in, and that just makes you sleep better.
Oh, my. It does make everything smell so fresh and everything. Now you do have air conditioning, don't you, in your house?
I do, but haven't used it a whole lot the last few weeks.
That's good.
I try to get through that late afternoon, you know, sort of warm spell.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's not too bad. It stays pretty nice, but I tell you, that night air, boy, that's something else.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What do you think about this global temperature thing? It just seems like everything's shifted a little bit. I can't imagine. I don't remember a time when June, and it was really late June, it got really hot, and a little bit into July. I mean, it can happen, but now it's, you know, cooler in August. It seems like it's September. That's what it seems like.
Yeah, you're right. It does.
Yeah.
It does seem like September. But we've had a strange year this year. Of course, it snowed just late up there and got cold. And
well, there were two things that happened that I've noticed in the last 10 years or so, maybe even a little more. But it seemed like it was getting later and later. Like, we used to get snow in November, get cold in November and everything, and then it started kind of pushing more towards December, and then get real cold in January. And something about Bloomington, you usually have about 2 weeks of frigid weather in the winter, and you get about 2 weeks of real hot weather, like 90s, sometimes even 100 in the summer. But usually that's August, and usually it's July or January that you get the cold. But it just seemed like it pushed later and later with the winter, and then it got to the point where May even and April, it was pretty cold still.
Oh, yeah, it was.
But now we got that happening, but we also have a little warmer spell, and then we got more cold coming back towards August, and I've seen the fall kind of sneak up on you a little bit. So it's strange. It just seems like you don't have as much of that long cold spell and that long hot spell that we used to have.
Yeah, my garden, I've got the, I think, the worst garden I've ever had.
Really?
The tomatoes just aren't doing right. And if anybody out there, I'd like to hear and see how your garden's doing, how your tomatoes is doing. Mine's small tomatoes, and they're not really getting ripe like they normally do. And, of course, it's due to the weather. I mean, I know what it's due to, but
well, it's that blight that up as well.
And then we got the blight in it, and that it's not helping any. And it's my garden is, I don't know how my potatoes will do. I haven't dug into them. Of course, they're just now blooming. I got them out late again.
I would think they probably did pretty good.
We'll see how they do. These rains is really helping them tremendously.
Yeah.
But
we've had plenty of water.
Peppers and stuff like that are doing all right, but boy, my tomatoes this year is sick. That's the only thing I can say.
Well, we've been doing pretty good. Again, we've got a couple patches around the world, and I'm going to let you talk about that a second while I answer this phone call, because I believe we have Don calling in. Hold on just a second.
Have we got Don calling in? Well,
I think so.
Well, let him call. I answer the phone there, and but
whoever it was,
whoever is one hung up. So
hung up.
Call
on
again,
you?
There, folks.
Yeah. Dial again. If something happened there. But anyway, what was we talking about?
Well, I was saying the tomatoes in a patch that we've got is doing real well. They there was still a blight. They've been down, but boy, they're good if you get one.
Oh, they're good. Yeah,
oh,
if you can find one. Like I said, mine's just not doing good. You got a place for a garden there by your house, ain't you?
Yeah, we don't have one this year because we just moved.
Well, you got there a little late.
Yeah, but next year we're looking forward to
it.
There's that phone again.
There's that phone. Well, go ahead and answer it and see what they have to say. It might not be Don. It might be a...
It is Don.
Oh, it is
there
Don.
There he is. Hey, Don.
Hey, are you on the road again?
Yes, sir. Heading for the Montana.
Well, okay. You going by yourself, or?
No, my wife's going with me.
Is she going this year? Well, good.
You know, she's got a tennis elbow she's going to try to fish.
Well, maybe she'll get a baseball elbow when she gets out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What she's got right now is actually a granddaughter elbow from carrying that 20-pound sack of potatoes around.
Yeah, well, that them don't hurt near as bad.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. what's news with you? Anything?
Well, the news is, I'm set to catch my first trout in 2 years.
Well, you think you'll catch your first trout?
In 2 years, last year it snowed when I didn't go out there until, middle September.
That's right, you didn't.
Well, hey, Don, hold on to that thought because you called right before the break, so we're going to take one real quick, and we'll be right back with you, okay?
And don't go away.
Okay. What?
And this is Inside Outdoors.
You're listening to Inside Outdoors, brought to you from the beautiful rolling hills of southern Indiana. So hang in there and we'll be right back with more Inside Outdoors after this short break.
This is WFHB Bloomington, Indiana, volunteer-powered community radio at 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana, also 98.1 in Bloomington, 100.7 in Brown County, and 106.3 in Ellettsville. Online, of course, all the time at WFHB.org. You can listen on your computer if you can't get us. And you can also listen because we podcast this both at Morrison's Appliance and Service, which is one of our underwriters. And we podcast that every time on their website. Or also you can go to WFHB online and find us on just look for us under all those shows and you'll find Inside Outdoors. So thanks again for listening. We are Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Rich, and Don. We'll be right back. Yeah, we're back. Don, how are you doing?
We're back.
Well, I'm back.
You back?
We're back.
Yeah. How far out are you? Did you just leave this morning?
Yeah, I actually haven't pulled out. I'm still sitting in the driveway.
All right.
Oh, you are? Well, you got a long drive ahead of you.
Yeah, we're ready.
You're ready to go. Ready to get out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. Don't blame you a bit.
What's that beep, beep, beep?
I don't know.
Well, I think someone else is calling in.
Oh,
but I can only put one person on at a time. Let me see if I can put you on hold. This is live radio here. You got us. Hold on a second.
This is we got to get this caller coming in.
Oh, they've hung up. So sorry, caller. But try it again. We'll try to get you on.
Yeah, give us a call.
So which way do you go out there to Montana? You go up into South Dakota, or how do you go there?
Yeah, 80 to 90, and. That's about it. You know, 90 takes you over to all the way over to Montana, and then it depends on how we're going to go. We'll either go through the Bighorns or go up through Billings.
Right.
So I don't know. You know, the Bighorns is a nicer drive, but there's no Walmart.
No, there's no Walmart in the Bighorns.
So, you know, we may have to get some supplies in Billings.
Yeah.
Have you been through the Bighorns in the last year or so?
I think we came out that way last year, I came out that way.
Did you?
I know I did.
Well, they was doing a lot of last time I was out there, they was doing a lot of repair to the roads and stuff. I think widening them maybe, and I don't know what all they was doing.
As I recall, the roads were in pretty nice shape this last time through, and I don't recall any work. But you never know; it's usually, you know, two seasons there: road work and winter.
Uh huh.
So I expect to find some road work, and they're paving U.S. 212 through Yellowstone, which I understand has caused some miraculous type backups of traffic in the park.
Oh, I'd say it has, yeah.
And it's the park is overwhelmed with people this year. It's, they had the biggest opening day ever this year, and it has continued like that.
There was a video I saw somewhere, might have been Facebook or whatever, of the guy taunting the big old giant buffalo.
It was on national news last night, NBC. He's lucky the buffalo didn't take him seriously, you know.
I mean, he stood in front of it as he charged him. I was like, boy, you know.
He's not too smart, whoever
he was. Not too smart. I think there might have been a little drinking going on while they were waiting for that that traffic jam or something, because that guy had been drunk to do that. I mean, nobody in this right mind. How do people not understand that you do not taunt a 10,000-pound buffalo in front of you?
Well, it's seemingly a common sense issue.
Yeah. Well, there's not a lot of common sense going around lately.
No,
it seems.
There's not, and of course they do the moose that away and the elk that away, and boy, you take
bears. They do the bears that way, too.
Yeah, bears, yeah. And you take one that has babies and they're protecting them. Brother, you better head for the high country.
Well, you know, a bear will try to get away from you. A moose will not be too happy. They'll kind of stay on their ground. But a bison, those things will just come after you.
Well, they're a bull.
And they'll start messing with your car and everything. I mean, I had some friends that went out there. They weren't taunting them or anything. They were just on a road in South Dakota, and one came over the hill and just started butting their car. And they're just ornery critters.
Oh, they are, yeah.
They can be of a mean disposition.
Yeah, you don't not want to mess with
those. Most of the time, they just ignore you, you know, unless you taunt them or something. But there is that now and then one that will just come after you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when are you likely to get into any snow?
No. Well, it's always possible, but no. Although the weather's been in the 70s for the highs and 40s. It was 42 yesterday morning.
Well, Clarence was asking me, said he'll run into snow. And I said, well, there's a chance, but probably not this early.
Right. It's well, last year was September 16th. We had quite a bit of snow.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
This year it's been a lot of rain and cool out there, which is different. And I'm told the water is all clear and about the right level, and stream fishing ought to be ready to go. So well, that'll be a change.
Sounds like it.
Has been either water too low, too hot, too cold, you know. This year's sounding pretty good. So I'm hoping to see my first cutthroat trout in 2 years.
Well, I have some good eating there.
Well, now that we've heard you say that, we're going to be expecting to see a picture of one.
Well, I hope to have one.
All right.
Yeah, a big picture.
Hope to have one. Well, we'll certainly provide that if we get it. And you know, I suppose we'll have a little bit of touristing to do. I understand the wildflowers are spectacular this year and have been since spring because of the cool weather and rain. So there ought to be some pretty good wildflower pictures available this year. I've seen a few already from some friends that are out there. It is, boy, it's looking perfect. It'll probably all change on my way out. So.
Well, yeah, that's generally what happens to me.
I don't think so. I think you're going to have great weather because it's beautiful around here, so it's got to be, you may even get a little chilly out there.
Well, 42 is a little chilly.
That is chilly.
It's been pretty chilly in the mornings, but that's good. You know, that's what you want.
Right.
Some place like Yellowstone, that's what I expect.
Well, and it's that dry chilly. It's not that, you know, humid stuff that we get around here.
It's like that dry heat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it does get hot out there, too. You know, I've been out there many times when it'd be 90, 92, 93. And the sun beating down at that high elevation, you know, just, boy, you got to have your sunscreen.
I'll bet.
So, I'm looking forward to, I'm hoping there's fish in the Soda Butte Creek, which they poisoned three times to get rid of the brook trout that are in there. They're trying to have a pure strain of cutthroat trout, not. I don't know why they had to eliminate the brookies. They don't interbreed with the cutthroat. It's the rainbows they've got to worry about, and I don't see them stopping them.
Well, I don't either.
And they're pretty unstoppable. They'll be up there eventually, and then they'll probably want to poison it again. That's this trying to get the pure strains of trout, you know, to maintain those in their natural habitat. And man, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, do you fish in that Yellowstone River?
I do not. It's a little big, too big of water for me. I mean, we have in the past taken boats, canoes down, and fished the Yellowstone down below Gardner.
Uh-huh.
And there's definitely fish in there, and you can catch them, and there's some nice ones, but you know, you got boat ramps and cars and people, and I'd just rather stay up in the mountains where there's not so much traffic.
Right.
Competition for every fishing hole. Guides chasing you out because they want their customers to fish that hole.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So there's a lot of... there can be a lot of ugly interaction over that with this kind of crowding that's taking place at inside the park. So most of us who remember what it was like before the River Runs Through It movie came out, that movie stimulated thousands and thousands of people that take up fly fishing, and they all go to Yellowstone.
I haven't kept up to date, and hope you have. Is the rest of the park, federal parks, have they been busy like Yellowstone?
Oh, yes. Yes, they have. All of them this year, as I understand it. You know, I've seen some pictures from Yosemite. Of course, they got fire smoke in
there. Yeah, that's a disaster there.
Yeah.
So I doubt that they have as big a crowd as they've had in the past or would have if it weren't for the fires.
Right.
But up north, you know, Glacier up in there, you know, there is no fires. And Grand Teton, which is just south of Yellowstone, is crowded as usual. You know, that's Jackson. It used to be called Jackson Hole.
And
all the rich people didn't want to live in a hole, so they officially changed the name of the place to Jackson, which, you know, I kind of liked it being Jackson Hole, but I guess.
Well, that's what we've always known it by, and as far as I'm concerned, that's still what it is.
Well, that's, it won't get your letter there, though.
It won't get my letters there. Well, I wasn't going to send too many anyway.
That's true. The only thing out there is rich ex-movie stars.
Yeah, there's a lot of people from California moved up into Wyoming and Montana.
There sure are.
Colorado. And that's the reason the land prices jumped so much there at one time.
Oh, man.
They come out of California and they were selling them their $50,000 homes for $500,000 and then coming up there and buying that land. And boy, it shot it up.
Well, like you say, to somebody from California, a two-bedroom house that costs $300,000 is no big deal, you know?
No, not to them.
I read something the other day, too, that's saying in Seattle, the average price of a home is now $812,000.
Yeah. Isn't that ridiculous?
Pitiful. Seattle.
Pitiful.
Well, it's the land that really gets you to start with. And San Francisco or in that area, Bay Area, you're looking at $250,000 just for a quarter acre of land. So about $1 million an acre.
You don't want to buy too many acres.
That's before you even build your house.
You don't want to buy too many acres of that.
No, you don't want to.
Unless you're one of those rich Russian oligarchs, you know, they can buy more land than us.
True. Yeah,
right.
True.
They will put us to shame.
It is amazing how many people from other countries you're going to run into out west now.
Oh, yeah.
Around the national parks. A lot of the help at the various lodges and whatnot seem to come from Eastern Europe now. There's a number of people from Nigeria. Running restaurants around the park now. So, you know, it is an international place. And if you go look at the sign-in book at Roosevelt Lodge, which is over on that west side of the park, or east side of the park, yeah, you're going to find people from Romania, Czechoslovakia, Japan, China. I mean, just you name it, they got it. There's no place else you can go and reasonably expect to see wolf, moose, bison, bears.
No, that's
elk.
They got, you know, they got almost everything.
Yes, and in some places fairly easy to see. If you got some field glasses, good field glasses, you can see those wolves chasing critters in the Omar Valley, which is the number one wolf watching area. Of course, there's a bear hunting season in Wyoming this year.
Oh, yeah.
Right up to the edge of the park. They had 7,000 applications. I think we might have mentioned that on the show.
I think we did, yeah.
Right.
7,000 applications for I don't know how many. They didn't really say how many they were going to give out, but it won't be 7,000, maybe a few hundred. But anyway, the bears, they declared war on bears in Wyoming. They want to declare war on wolves, too, because they're killing, every now and then they kill a cattle, you know, or a sheep, and this infuriates the ranchers. And now, that's just the way, that's life in the West.
Right.
That way. Just the way it is.
That's just the way it is. That's right.
I was heard you talking about tomatoes earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mine's a crop failure this year, too. We probably had 10 or 12 decent tomatoes, and the rest of them all just nothing, you know.
Well, that's, you know, it's sickening. You know, it's plumb sad to go to my garden because I always have nice tomatoes, but, boys, I don't have them this year.
No, we actually haven't had a good tomato crop since 2009.
Well, I've had pretty good luck every year. I mean, maybe not the best, but I've had pretty good luck till this year. And boy, I tell you, it hit, and it hit hard.
Yes, and you know, some people call it the blight. I don't know if it's a blight or just a fungus that is causing this, but boy, it eats those tomato plants from the bottom up.
Yeah, it just it just destroys them.
Yeah, well, I've tried everything. I even tried hydrogen peroxide. It said spray it on the soil and turn it over and then spray it on top of the soil and that'll stop it. Well, it didn't stop it.
I don't know of anything that actually will really stop it.
I don't believe there is.
Uh-uh.
Move. You know, of course, this is my mom and dad grew a small garden in their backyard up in Indianapolis my whole life and never had anything like this. Their tomatoes were always good. And my friends over in Worthington here in Indiana, their tomatoes are just, you know, a jungle out there. More tomatoes than they can handle, but that's because of the soil. They have great soil. That's that lake bottom soil over there.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, it was a lake. And he's got tomato plants not only over his head, but just so thick with leaves and whatnot that it's hard to believe it's the same plant growing in my garden.
Yeah, I understand. Well, it's not been a good year for that, not around my house anyway.
Well, we do have the farmer's market, thank goodness, for those of us that cannot grow them. And that's happening every Saturday, about to open up here in a little while in Bloomington and down in Smithville, too, as Bill likes to say. And so go down there and you can look around and get yourself all the tomatoes you want from the surrounding community and
they're good
farms.
Too.
Yeah, they're real good. And with that, we got to take a quick break. So, Bill?
Hey, don't go away, folks. By golly, we'll be right back. We've still got a lot more to talk about. Don's still with us, and don't go away. Get your ham sandwich, and we'll be right back.
So hang in there, and we'll be right back with more Inside Outdoors after this short break.
This is WFHB Bloomington, Indiana, volunteer powered community radio, 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana, also at 98.1 in Bloomington, 100.7 in Brown County, 106.3 in Ellettsville, and online at WFHB.org. Right now, we're looking at 68 degrees. It's going to get a little bit warmer today and tomorrow with about high around 90. Low was just a beautiful 69 degrees, very close to what it is now. And we're looking at pretty much high 80s. Monday and Tuesday, we're going to be getting a little bit better towards Wednesday with a high around 82. So we're going to keep that beautiful weather going on most of August. And, you know, that's my prediction. And right now, my prediction is we'll be back with more Inside Outdoors.
You're listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and Rich Reardon.
All right, we're back.
Already?
Yeah. Well, I talked about the weather. And it's going to be a little warmer right now, but not too bad. 90 degrees. Basically.
That's a lot better than 100.
Yeah. And Don, I think we got this caller coming in, so I'm going to put you on hold. I'll be right back, all right?
Sure.
You're on WFHB. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Okay, I'm just calling to let you know, I heard earlier about lazy days, just to let you and Bill know that I just looked online, it's the 9th through the 12th of this month, so this Thursday. He's right, it starts the 9th, and Lloyd Wood's playing the first night. So I just got online and want to confirm that for you and Bill and Don.
Have you been there before?
No, I never have. I'm from Bloomington, but I just thought I'd give you that little information
to
confirm what Bill had said.
Appreciate
you calling in, because I just heard that, and in fact, I just heard it last night, and I hadn't really read anything or seen anything advertised. So, thanks for updating us.
Thank you. You guys did a great job. So,
well, thank you.
I try this every Saturday morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Keep listening.
Yeah, go do that. Thanks. Have a good day.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in. Oh, I appreciate that, because like I said, you know, I just heard that last night, and I hadn't read anything, so I didn't know where it was true or false. But we know now that the man has looked it up, and that's when it is, this week.
And Don, we were talking about that because that's Gosport, which is pretty much the only good way to go up towards Indianapolis right now.
Yes, Gosport. I got relatives over there, and my cousin Dolores, who's now no longer with us, but she was a big mover and shaker in that Gosport Lazy Days Festival, and I know they're missing her this year. And you know, that's for a little bitty town, they do a pretty nice job there. They got plenty of events and music and food, and it's worth driving over there. And you, like you say, that is the preferred route to Indianapolis now. Probably going to be for a while.
I hate to say it, because they're probably up there cringing when you mention drive through their town, because they don't want a constant parade of cars, but. Honest to God, it definitely saves you some time if you go up through that way. Even it saves you some time going through Spencer. I'd say about 10 minutes because you got to go a little bit west and then up north and back to 67. So
I was just saying, going to say that eventually the burden on those tiny little roads, County Line Road going over to Gosport, is going to get overcrowded, and there'll be trucks on it, and it'll be hard to get up and down that road. So going to Spencer is going to be the long-term route to Indianapolis if you don't want to take the I-69, which is going to turn into a toll road on us.
Yeah,
we all think eventually.
I'm just about pretty well bet you it is.
Well,
they've
already talked about it.
Yeah. So we know what's coming.
Yes.
And then if you notice these off ramps and exit ramps and stuff, how they're built just perfect for a toll road.
Yes, they're plenty oversized, aren't they?
They're looking ahead.
Yeah.
Some of those interchanges look like they took up 10 acres.
Mm-hmm.
More.
I was going to say they have, I think.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much.
You know, I don't know if you remember this, but maybe 10 years ago, we had this little joke going about filling your pockets full of quarters to get up to Martinsville. It's going to come true, I think.
I don't think it's a joke anymore.
No.
I think it's...
Yeah, it won't be quarters either. It'll
no.
be dollar bills.
Yeah, dollar bills.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you better have your pocket full of dollar bills, because it's going to cost you.
Well, hey, I wanted to bring something up here. Pretty interesting things going on in the skies lately. And now that I've moved out of town a little bit and you can see the skies a little better, I saw what we call a bolide or a fireball, which is a little different than a shooting star, because a shooting star just kind of goes, psst, you know, it goes by pretty fast.
How was
small.
That again?
Psst.
Yeah, there you go.
But this one was, you could see it lasted about 2 seconds. It went across. And if you remember, about a year ago, we were camping and we saw a really good one. Luckily, but I saw one the other night. I went to the American Meteor Association and made a report of it, and noticed that a few other people saw it all over Indiana and Kentucky and Michigan. It went kind of north-south, and so that was interesting that I saw that, and you don't see very many of them. But what I found out was there was a big one in Greenland. Did you hear about this?
No.
Apparently, a meteor exploded with 2.1 kilotons, which is kind of like a nuclear bomb, over the Thule airbase up in Greenland, which is the U.S. Base. And it's pretty scary when that happens, because some people can, you know, mistake that for an actual nuclear bomb, because, you know, they're that big. And that happened on July 25th, and it was at an altitude of 43 kilometers, so not too high up, and the explosion was 2.1 kilotons. If that happened over the United States, we would see some damage in a city, and that's kind of scary.
What?
Well, that's bad.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, but these bolides, these fireballs. So, if you've seen one, it'd be interesting to talk about. I've seen quite a few in my life, just because I like to look at the sky at night. But amazing stuff. And this is about the time the Perseid meteor showers are coming up in August. It's a good time to watch. Watch the night sky, because you'll see a lot of shooting stars and things coming up here real soon.
Now, if Don's real lucky, he'll see the northern lights, and he goes out and comes back from Montana.
Yeah.
We may see the northern. I have seen them before.
Well, we have, too, when we've been out there and went hunting and stuff. And coming back, mostly, you will see them. And we didn't see them every time. It just now and then we'd see them.
Conditions have to be right, and it's generally in cold weather when you see the real big displays.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know we came through there one time, and they was really, really bright.
Yes, they can be. They can cover the whole sky. It's really, really a display when they're firing up. I haven't seen too many pictures yet this year from Alaska. I got a buddy up there who sends me pictures of the northern lights. I haven't seen one yet this year, so they're not firing up yet, but they will be.
They will be, yes, they will.
Yep.
You know, there's also a southern northern light. The aurora, what do they call it, the south? Australis, aurora australis, meaning south in Latin. And they're just exactly like the ones in... the North Pole.
Sure, that ain't my nightlight down in the south.
Well, yeah. Pretty sure, but, you know, you got to do something this summer with the fish ain't biting. Although, you know, looks like bass fishing might be heating up. I was out at Pine Grove Marine. You familiar with that outfit?
Yeah, so, uh-huh.
That's old Chuck Sanders. His son is running the place. They say that there's been a lot of bass boats in, getting ready to go. So I have seen quite a few of them on the road heading down 446. So I think the bass tournament days are really going strong right now. And you can always catch a bass at Lake Monroe.
Yeah.
They may not be a huge bass, but you can always catch one or two.
At least if you go on the north side of the causeway, because they don't respond too well to those big, giant banana boats or whatever they call them that's flying around down there.
Yeah, them whale boats.
Yeah,
you can get back in the creeks and still do some damage fishing at Monroe. There's lots of little creeks coming in on both sides. And some of them are really good. You know, Moore's Creek and Ramp Creek have been good fishing spots
the lake is open.
And there's nothing like that when you go up there, because you're kind of messing around fishing for this and that, and then all of a sudden, wham, you get hit with one of those, and they're not a lot of them, but you can get a big one in there.
Yes, and there's still wipers hanging around in there from the stocking, the days they stocked them. There's some big ones, and you're sitting there in your boat, and you'll hear one ripping the surface of the water just not very far away from you.
Right.
Temptation is to keep a rod rigged up to throw something at those fish, but, I've never caught one doing that.
Well, I doubt it. They're pretty smart. But them wipers get pretty good size.
Well, I think, a little over 20 pounds at Lake Monroe is about the best.
Is that it?
I think I remember somebody down there telling me they caught a 21-pounder, which was the biggest one he'd ever seen.
Wow.
That's pretty nice size.
Yeah, that'll stretch your line.
You better have a good rod and reel.
That's right. They don't jump, but they run.
All them dudes, they're stout. They're tough. Now when they first put them in there and they got up to 2 or 3 pounds, they were fun to catch. But there again, you better have a good rod and reel, because them little 2 and 3, 4 pounders, buddy, they put you to test.
Yes, they're very strong, and they bulldog. They go down and run. So make sure you got your drag set. So
yeah,
a little, you'll break your line. And everybody always wants to know, what would you fish for if you were going to try to catch one of these wipers down at Lake Monroe? That's a hybrid white bass and striper. Okay, a striper meaning the East Coast fish that you've always heard of.
Right.
Anyway, they like anything that looks like a shad. So small silver minnow imitation.
Hmm.
A real good bet for a wiper.
Hmm.
And of course, if you troll for them, you might pick up some walleyes doing that too. So
yeah, there's a few nice walleye down there too.
There's some real good ones down there, and still available to be caught, even though they haven't been stocking them down there for some time now. Maybe those ones that went up Saddle Creek a few years back to spawn, maybe they are spawning at Monroe now. I haven't heard anybody say that, biologists. Of course, we don't hear much from them anymore. So I don't know. But you can catch them, and I hear people say they've caught 2 in an evening, maybe more than that.
Uh-huh.
Just have to know how to go about it. That's trolling slow and deep on the bottom, on the rocky points.
Well, they shouldn't have been hurt too bad, because there's not a lot of people that fish for them in Indiana or in Monroe.
There are not, and they are available. I know guys report catching them, so and they're probably worth giving it a try. Of course, now here's the thing: walleye that's over 20 inches long is probably not safe to eat. And I, being an old guy who's not going to get killed by eating a walleye 20 inches long, I would probably eat one. I sure wouldn't feed that to a little kid. Because they're sensitive to that stuff that's in those fish now, and it can do bad things to their behavioral development.
Yeah.
So don't feed them to your family. I know that you want to, but
I hate to say it, but they're fun to catch, but no longer really. There's hardly a fish in Indiana I'd really want to eat anymore.
Well, there isn't any fish anywhere that doesn't have mercury in it.
Yeah.
So, a meal of 1 bluegill, 8 1/4 inches long, is all you're allowed per week under the consumption advisory.
I never eat one.
I was going to say, can I eat 2 or 3 and then wait 2 or 3 weeks?
That's hardly even getting your mouth wet.
Yeah, I'd say for me now, six or seven bluegill makes 14 fillets, I'm going to have a hard time eating that many.
Yeah.
So you only really need about 10 fish. That'll feed two people, two adults. That gives you 20 fillets, right?
Yeah.
Well, that way you can wait 2 or 3 weeks and then eat another one.
Yeah.
Well, that mercury doesn't leave your body once it goes in there.
That's the problem. You don't just pass it through. And it just kind of lingers.
So the ones that you ate in 1950 that had some mercury in it, that mercury is probably still in you there somewhere.
Yeah.
That's the reason I glow at night, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the reason you got thermometers in your toes.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it's not, it's a joke, but it's not really funny.
No, you're right. It's not funny.
Mercury is just everywhere.
It is, and it's getting worse.
Yeah, it continues to climb because it goes into the air as they burn things, you know, at these big incinerators. And,
right.
There's some mercury in these coal-fired plants. There's a small amount of mercury and other things that comes out of those. And so paint used to have mercury in it. It doesn't anymore, but old paint, you're burning old boards, there goes some more mercury up into the air to get rained out somewhere. That's how it reaches the North Pole and all those places you thought were pristine.
Mm-hmm, right.
We thought were pristine. They aren't pristine anymore.
Well, you hear that, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, we're just about done, and by golly, you can get on the road and head west. Have a safe trip, and be careful. My gosh, I tell you, these days you can't be too careful.
Well, I'm looking forward to you calling next week and telling us about that trout you plan to catch.
Oh, yes.
I certainly hope so. I'll have to arrange a phone call out of there somewhere.
Yeah.
Because there is no cell phone service where I'll be.
Uh-huh.
So we will talk to you again, boys. Thanks a lot.
All right. Uh-huh.
You take care.
See you later.
Have a good time.
And that's about it.
We're
out of here. We're
going to have to get out of here. So, folks, have a good week, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Inside Outdoors comes to you from the beautiful rolling hills and green forests of southern Indiana. Inside Outdoors is brought to you by Morrison's Appliances and Service, serving Monroe County since 1954 at 900 West Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington, Indiana, and all with eco-friendly service, pickup, and delivery. For more info, visit morrisonsappliancesandservice.com. Be sure to tune in next week for more Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don, and Rich, and listen online anytime at InsideOutdoorsRadio.com.
So thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in this morning, and so we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is WFHB, Bloomington, Indiana, broadcasting independently from the John Waldron Arts Center right in downtown Bloomington. It's owned and operated by Ivy Tech Community College. They're in Bloomington also, and they're a proud supporter of community radio here at WFHB, and we appreciate that. You've been listening to Inside Outdoors, and this morning, right now, it's about 68 degrees. It's going to be about 90 this afternoon, so watch out for that sun. Put the sunscreen on, folks, and we'll be back next week with more Inside Outdoors.